company. let me start anyway. Today's my talk is memory organization package, MOP. It means not meta object protocol, you know. Comes from K-space reasoning system by Shank, okay? And that memory organization package for web agents. And I also talk about our application of rocket launching supporting system, decision supporting system. In 2001, Tim Berners-Lee and Jim Hendler and Ola Lashilla published the about the semantic web on Scientific American, and this slide shows the picture of their articles. In this article, they pictured the use case of web agent, but you can see that that ontology or agent, you can see the word, but you cannot of wording a web service. At that time, they don't realize, they didn't realize about web service. But today, web service, semantic web service, it's a coined word, semantic web and web services is new emerging technology, main field of web service. So, what is the semantic web service and web service agent? A web service agent, on behalf of users, discovers appropriate web services from the web world and composes the discovered services and invokes them. A web service agent mediates between users and web services. So, it's one agency of web service agent, and web service agent behave as agent of users, second one. And diverse ontologies underpin the semantics of web services. Agent interprets the web services semantics on the foundation of ontology. Okay. Brascio pictured described the basic general concept of agent, but it's I think that it's variable to specify to web service agent. So this shows my idea to biased to web service. The reactivity, the ability to selectively sense and act for state change of web services, and the autonomy, the ability to act in goal-driven and proactive way without human intervention. Collaborative behavior, the ability to work in concert with other agents and humans, and the communication ability, the ability to communicate with persons and other agents on the knowledge level, using domain ontology and task ontology. Inference capability, the ability to act on abstract task, my world, and the specification using your domain ontology and the task ontology. The temporal continuity, the ability to be persistent with identity, and adaptability, the ability to learn and improve with experience. So I'd like to talk about the basic characteristics of the web world. Jim Hendra claimed in early stage through his early work, called Show. And this concept about web world is common in web service, okay? The web world is changeable and unstable. The web world is not exhaustive, it is open. In 1999, Steve Lawrence and Lee Gales cleared that every search engine at that time cover only 16%. So nowadays, people say maybe 50% covered. So unexhaustive, and it is open. The web world is beyond control. Okay? So it is inconsistent, basically. So the work agent, the agent that works under these characteristics is called situated planning agent. Situated planning agent is considered and studied, I think, Maya's study about Kpef. I don't know the exact pronunciation. Maybe Kpef. And Russell and Nof, a famous thick book. They published the pseudocode about situated agent, but unfortunately, not real RISP code or other code on online repository. So this is my target, situated planning agent for semantic web services. I'd like to introduce some common basic knowledge about OWL and RS. Okay, OWL is web ontology description language. Okay, and these days people use to describe the OWL, and OWL S means a service S. Okay, so OWLS describe the service ontology using OWL. And there are four files, a service file and a service profile file, a service grounding file, a service model file. If you want to use the agent and the web service, you must find, discover the your appropriate web service. So you or agent must discover through some kind of, some sort of semantic web service portal. And using the service category, it is described in profile file, service file, and to get the profile file and to get the information about the precondition and the result of calling a web service calling and input and output parameters of web service. So agent must understand the semantics of that web service. And web agent must invoke, perform the web services. So the mechanism is like this. When you have a simple process, it's some kind of abstract object, like it's a simple in order to hide the details of other web services. And if you have a simple process in hand, you get the composite process information. If a simple process is representative of composite process, you get the information of a composite process, and you get the control construct. There are many control constructs, like user programming language, choice, any order, split join, split and sequence. And simply, if you get the sequence construct, you get each member of a sequence. And if that member is simple process, this process repeated again. And if you get the atomic process, it means that bound to real web service, So you can get the invoke the real services, okay? And web service composition. So user user throw a goal to web agent. So agent must construct the sequence of web services to reach the goal started from that client world state. So this web service composition is some kind of planning in AI. The planning the web service sequence from the initial state to the goal with precondition, input and output effects using these parameters. So these parameters is these parameters underpin the semantics of web services. Okay. So composed web services must be decomposed in a perform. So starting to the initial world state, process is proceeded like this, and finally agent get goal. So discovery of web services means how to discover the suitable web services with profile description of services. And composition means how to compose the sequence of sequence over other appropriate construct of web services through profile description and process description. The composition and performance of services means how to decompose and perform the composite services. So question is, what machinery of situated semantic web service agent about these issues? The one question is like this. If all process is proceeded like this, and if some disturbance occurred in the worldwide web, so world state is changed. So initially constructed plan is fail. So a way to work around this question is, I think, two ways: to instantiate abstract tasks and on the current state, usually that on the time, on the fly. That's second, of course, replanning. The I want to focus the first issues. Okay. So key is to make a concrete plan, to not concrete plan, not make abstract plan. Okay. So in this case, every task service must be abstract. Okay.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Could you give a simple example of
what simple?
A simple example.
Why?
Well, this is highly abstract. Yeah. And just, I mean, would it be a banking application or just finding travel information or what?
Very general, yeah. Very general example. I want to explain the abstract task and the initialization method.
This seems like new in the sense of a composite task for which there is no service directly provided, and you're having to look around and find services and figure out which ones will by composing them together.
Yeah.
Right. Is that's the goal, right? Like, I want to buy a ticket to Alaska, but there's no airlines that fly to Alaska, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the kind of example maybe that?
Yes, it could be.
Yeah. That's an example of this composite service and why you'd have to scour the web looking for ways to put together a plan.
Yes. So I want to explain the very general situation. Okay. So I said that the web service is unstable and changeable. So the key point is, first, a planning result is very fragile. So question is, how to cope this question? It's a question of a web service agent. So may I go ahead? So each time to invoke web services, the abstract task must be initiated, instantiated using the current web world data. Okay, so idea is like this: so when some disturbance occurs. That abstract task is instantiated, that current data. So this execution is can be continued. This is one idea. Okay. This slide shows our application, our support system for rocket launch. The objectives is to advance safety at the reliability of large-scale system. Second, to establish rapid and effective counteraction against faults and to reduce the cost. And third, to contribute to the Japanese industry, information technology. We have three main issues to R&D. A large-scale distributed database system. It includes multimedia data management system that enables to search materials which are required to solve problems with ambiguous knowledge. When some contingency occurred in the process of rocket launching, the engineer, they have a bunch of documents. But usually they struggle to find that, to figure out the appropriate document when some contingency occurs. So this system to support the engineer to figure out the appropriate document. And ontology construction of rocket launch operation. And the second is anomaly detection and diagnosing system. That system empirically learns from past cases and be able to monitor the system using case-based reasoning. And that system can reason out causes of abnormal based on the knowledge of designer, based on model-based reasoning. So case-based reasoning and model-based reasoning, the monitoring and the diagnosing. And the third one is to build up a support network for rocket launch operation. So my question was, how to integrate these systems? Very diverse characteristics, and the module is distributed. The Tanegashima and the headquarters or some other places, and overseas. Our rocket first stage comes from Lockheed Martin. So, in future, we must figure out. We must build those systems. Why semantic web service? Because diverse submodule and distributed. So that had monolithic system impossible, of course. And SOA. I believe that SOA is very powerful and the web service is very powerful. But for this application, it's not sufficient because SOA or web service is efficient in enterprise level, you know. So if you have, if the mission is fixed and don't change, it is no problem using SOA. But our case, each rocket will be maybe changed. We have minor change in each rocket, and maybe participants to this system will be changed. So we need much more flexible system than SOAR. Then web service, semantic web service. So of course I know that the semantic web service not so matured, and I think the very fragile cutting edge it is, but it is available in this case. I know space engineers are very conservative, I know. So, but in this case, this system target, this target of this system is ground facilities, and this system located on the ground, okay? So don't fly. And this system is not needed in usual normal operation, only effective that only effective in some contingency subnormal anomaly situation. So it is acceptable, I think. This slide figures the whole image of each. I'm sorry, those things is written in Japanese, but the whole system is constructed like those figures there. And each, this box means subsystems, and the colored ones means web service. So web service is the interface of each submodule, okay? This shows that web service taxonomy and preliminary study 2 years ago. And squared node means instance. The callable, invocable task, invocable web service, it is related to web services directly, okay? And this line, like this, means is a connection. And important thing is those tasks has a precondition and input and output, and those parameters must be coherent, consistent to web service is a hierarchy. Okay, so example, the precondition and the input output that get Q value has a precondition operation mode, input name list, output Q value, and this special node has same thing on input and output, but precondition it's specialized. Okay, open mode is a pipe cool down mode is a special of operation mode, and tank cool down mode and tanking mode also. Sorry, this is written in Japanese, but this is web service name and precondition input output. Please note that in this application there is no effect. And we try to compose using the stripes like planner. And the result is like here. We got three streams of websites invoking. From the viewpoint of expert, the engineering expert, those things is very reasonable. But the problem we have, one is wasteful invocation of same services. We have three streams of invocation. And at that time, in parallel, we executed the three lines. So wasteful invocation of same services. Of course, in this case, the cost is quite a minimum, almost zero, because just get the information from the system. So cost is zero. But in general, this is very problem. And the second is interference among services. In this case, we have no effect, so this is not problem. But in general, interference is a problem. You know, in AI, Sussman anomaly is quite famous example of interference. So it is clear that we need much more sophisticated modern planner, like SIPE or SHOP or some other. And this shows the exhibition of ISWC 2004. It is held last year at Hiroshima. And at that conference, we demonstrated that the whole system is located at headquarters, Tokyo, of our headquarters, and two laptop computers carried out, and using browser, the agent and the web service and ontologies you utilize here, okay, and. In this demonstration, we tried to make web service composition and the performance. And the result is partly successful. The demonstration is we prepared two files. Two process files, different one, but only MBR means memory based. Model based reasoner means it produces the diagnosing result, but one file include this part, but another file don't include this part, only this part. So agent collect information and compose the web services and get the result. But one case, we have those streamlined. But another case, this yellow box distinguished. So the result is different. I'm sorry. Okay. And in this example, we have no plan about it. And memory executor, this slide shows the architecture of, I think, a web service agent, that I think. And the executor memory interface is actually worked. So, lessons learned from Hiroshima, RS 1.1 is a mixture of task ontology description specification and the programming, just programming specification in XML. We had terrible experience, but variable experience, I think. You know, RS 1.1 include local variable specification and scope. And that specification include the description of data flow. So you must, if you use the RS 1.1, you must write what is local variable and how to bind it to the value it, and you must describe the data flow. This web service, the input of this web service comes from output of this web service. You must write, connect the data flow. But I think local variables and the scope and the data flow is not concept. It's a programming or word. So, and one more thing is, I said that the RS 1.1 has four kinds of files, okay? Service file, profile file, process file, and ground file. And problem is that point is refer another point. So if you mistyped, the debug process, in one case, I need 1 hour. So, very cumbersome, unbelievable. I think this problem can't bear it. So, I decided to make new task world for web service agent. The idea is that agent cares only in semantics level input to output precondition and effect of task, and in execution level, the data flow, control flow is automatically executed by executor and between the memory. This is my idea. So I think task language for web service agent must be same capability for RS 1.1, but much more realistic. Generate if you need it must be generate RS files, and I think it is much more realistic machinery and planning. I'm sorry. The planner plan from scratch, task level in task level abstract task level, and planner generate the task flow. Memory generates program level flow from that task level. And the executor executes that executable program. So some IBM guys think about this like same thing. The business flow and the program specification and the concrete program like this. So, okay, I will skip this. Yes, the memory organization package on SF Cross is this paper's title. Sorry.
Can we get the slides too?
And in tutorial I explained about SF Cross, but rapidly schema up this one. what is this? Because it's a semantic web processor and class, that it can process ontology and RDFS and R, and it can read the RDF XML file, of course, its expression, and it can output the on internal ontology to a stream in RDF XML format, and also its expression. And it's a kind of freak of class by extremely biased to RDFS R. Yes, skip it. What? Because John knows that explained. And the features of this, of course, is like this. Okay. So a domain and the range constraint in RDFS is a can be processed. The piecewise ontology add-in, okay? So open world assumption that the monotonicity of ontology is kept, and it is the leverage of implementation of SWT class. And yes. Sorry, skip it. I'm sorry. This is relevant to the explanation of later. So please give me a time. This is family ontology. Deaf individual define the female. It's an individual instance of gender. Okay, and it's different individual male. The female and male is different, and person is defined, the class person is defined as the intersection of a human, and the restriction on property has gender, like, and the woman is also defined the intersection of a person, and the restriction on property has gender, female, very natural. Power is this. If you define the Queen Elizabeth II, there is a person that has gender, female. So it's of course entail of inference that Queen Elizabeth II must be woman, because the knowledge, ontology has that those knowledge. So mechanisms like this, intersection, you know, female, restriction female, and person. So intersection is definitive. So left hand, of course, left hand side to right hand side, it is descriptive, but in addition, the right hand side to left hand side, definitive. Okay? So this mechanism is very similar to MOP. I'm sorry, so skip it. Please read this. And this is an example of a textbook from the Shank about the case-based reasoning. So please suppose that this part is a task, and this part is parameter. This is task ontology and domain ontology. So the task has a parameter, of course. So in this case, the example is about the discussion of discuss the monetary discussion. And in this case, the slot to MOP and MOP function make a case and instantiate. That is, firstly, it is put it to mTrans, but instantiate properly, because parameter slot value could be constrained to the to the emitrons. So coherently, consistently make the memory contents. So this is a sequence of MOP, memory organization package. So same thing is done using the all definition, using the constraint, right? So this is why I want to use the MOP system on SWCross, the all processor. And instantiation, okay. So this is a special class, abstract special class, and that instantiate mechanism utilized here. So this thing is the instance of invocation.
TJ, I think we need to finish up because some people are going to be going around.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, and I think I'll have to ask that if you have questions, you can meet afterwards. And
outside.